action.
Did you fall and hit your head?
I'm not going to say a word here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
You Texans, you drive me nuts.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been.
Already banging stuff.
Oh, hell on it. That was an emergency.
Oh, okay.
She just wanted a drink.
Do you remember how slow when we were dating, how slow time was?
Yes.
It's like an 8-hour day was forever. Golly, I get to see her at 4.
Is it ever going to end?
We're meeting at Sonic at 4:10.
I meet you at the PNR.
The PNR, yeah. PNR at 4:30. Oh, 4:30 is like 6 hours from now.
How are we ever going to make it?
Oh.
But we did. We made it. And now you go to work, you're like, I'm going to go see her already?
No.
The day's over?
No. It's absolutely not true. Mondays are still just, gosh, I can't imagine having to go to work 5 days a week.
Ugh. I remember when you used to. That was yucky.
I mean, it's not like I'm in town. I can see it, you know, at lunch.
No.
Or I get to see her right at when I, you know, right when I leave and right when I get off.
Uh-oh.
It's, you know, it's 10 hours, 12 hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's 12 hours, really.
Well, I don't see you in the morning at all, and I don't get to see you until 6 in the afternoon, so. Mm-hmm.
No. I don't get up at 5. Well, seeing as I went to sleep last night at 8.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I woke up.
She did. She took her Geritol and went to bed at 8.
I woke up yesterday at 5:30. And I had gone to sleep. It was date night. And so circumstances arrived and made me fall asleep with all my makeup on. And so I woke up and I'm like, oh, my face hurts. I don't understand this, but
no.
It's gross. It's just, I cannot stand going to bed with my makeup on. So I had to get up and wash my face. But then I thought, well, if I go wash my face now, I'm going to be awake. It's over. Might as well get up.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and I got one of those sensitive baby wipes. And I wiped. I thought, oh, that'll do it. At least it'll get it off. But I couldn't stand it. That wasn't even good enough. I had to go get the makeup remover. I had to wash my face. So then I was awake. And I tried to lay back down, but you were snoring. And that was it. So I was tired at 8 o'clock.
I completely understand.
I mean, you know, I had my fiber.
Oh man!
It was time to go to bed.
So I go. So she goes to bed at 8. No lie. And then I'm like, well, okay. Well,
I did in the bed 8 o'clock.
And I was gonna watch a Roku movie, but she said, no, come in the bedroom with me. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I go in the bedroom with Faith, and I'm looking for something to watch. Meanwhile, Helen yesterday, for the first time ever, had a Mountain Dew.
And we made her have it at like 10 o'clock. No,
10 o'clock in the morning.
No, it wasn't that early. It must have been 11 or 12 by the time we ate lunch.
It was a little loud.
So it probably was too, because I had said she needs to have it at 9 in the morning to wear off.
Right. So she drank a whole can of Mountain Dew.
She did. First time she ever had
somebody
Mountain
Dew. We don't allow to have caffeine.
She doesn't have, no.
She has no caffeinated root beer.
Yeah,
and
she doesn't get
she'll have
soda.
A little iced tea every once in a while, but for the most part, no
caffeine.
No caffeine. So she had a Mountain Dew, which is like the most caffeine-y
and sugar.
Soft drink that you can buy.
And sugar.
Well, the sugar wears off. I mean, she rode her bike and she wore the sugar off, but the caffeine was still in her system. So come 8 o'clock, there's no sleepy by for her.
No, she's like, what you doing? Hi, I need a drink.
She'd been up late.
My head itches.
And she'd been up late the night before at Meemaw's house. So
she should have been tired.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm laying in there. And watching.
He's in the big chair in the bedroom.
Yeah, I'm in the big chair in the bedroom and I'm watching television. And I'm watching something scary. I remember
Kiefer Sutherland.
Death Masks. No, I was watching Death Masks.
Oh, this is before Kiefer?
Yeah. This was Death Masks. This is about 8 o'clock. By 8:15.
Why do you watch that stuff at night? Why do you do that? Because then
it really wasn't scary. It was just, it was about them making these death masks, you know, the, where they go in and then,
right,
and what
right.
information they can gain from
them. Oh, yeah, I remember falling asleep to that.
Napoleon and
yeah, they were going to go, like, see what Shakespeare, William Shakespeare looked like.
Yeah, all this kind of stuff. So it was fairly interesting, but it wasn't.
They ever find out what he looked like?
It wasn't like something you want your 8-year-old going to sleep to.
Was that picture real, by the way, that they found recently?
Shakespeare, yes.
Yes. Are they sure?
Yes.
That that's really him?
Yes. Yes. So, meanwhile.
Who's they? Same people who say Lucy's real? I mean, who decides
Lucy?
This?
I love Lucy?
No, the ape.
Oh, I don't know.
You know.
So, the
our that, ancestor, apparently.
I don't care. So. So we
What is that noise?
It's my microphone.
It's so hungry or something.
Yeah. So we go into the
No, Helen came in.
Helen comes in and I can't sleep. So I'm like, okay, you know. So so I lay her down about 9 o'clock, I guess. So I lay her down with me and I change the channel, put it on Pink Floyd, which is always better. No, it wasn't that bad because it wasn't just like the music, it was Which One's Pink, which is a documentary about the
yes,
band.
Yes, yeah.
So I watch that, and I tell her, you close your eyes, and you can go to sleep right here. So she goes to sleep to the wonderful sounds of Pink Floyd last night.
She had LSD dreams.
She fell asleep laying on the big chair with me. So then I get up, so the show's over, and I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll go to bed. So I get up to put her to bed, and I'm like, and I'm feeling like it's really late at night. First of all, it's getting dark really early.
Yeah.
Second of all, my wife went to bed 4 hours ago. And, you know, now I'm putting Helen to bed, and I'm thinking, well, you know, it's really late. And then I'm thinking, but I'm really not sleepy. And I look at the clock, and it's 10 o'clock. It feels like the middle of the night, but it's 10 o'clock. So then I got my computer and watched a movie on Netflix.
Roku, huh? Yeah. In the chair or in bed?
In bed with you.
Oh. See, I didn't even know you were there.
I watched.
Never even knew you were there.
Kiefer Sutherland movie called The Killer. View yeah. of the killer or something like that. Anyway, you could see through the killer's eyes.
Interesting. Very
it was fairly yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is so that's enough all that.
Oh,
this
okay.
is our make. This is our catch up. We're going to play catch up for the next 2 days. That's our plan anyway.
Well, we were supposed to do it Saturday and Sunday, but that didn't happen.
No.
So it's Monday and Tuesday now.
Yeah. If you didn't catch Saturday's show, you need to go back and catch it. It's me and Skeeter doing our new series of shows we're going to do on Saturdays called. Well, we don't really have a name for it yet. What do you think we should call it? But anyways, we're just going to be rating candy bars, so we really don't know what to call it.
The candy.
Candy bar challenge, candy bar rating, I don't know. I don't know. But the
candy game.
I don't know. So she's rating candy bars, classic candy bars, and so check that out. It's me and Skeeter. Okay. And then we're going to try to catch up on calls for the next 2 days. So today and tomorrow, hopefully we're going to catch up on calls, which means we're going to play. I'm not going to skip around like I normally do.
Mm-mm.
If you call in 3 times in a row.
They're getting them 3 times in a row.
You're going to get the you know, the Chris Martens show.
Yes.
Because I'm playing them.
That's the way it goes.
Tired of.
Oh, we're playing the calls. I Am Now Blonde Again. I wasn't blonde. No, nobody knows this.
Nobody knows this.
Because the picture on Facebook, and I think, I don't know what's out.
We need a new picture of you to put on Facebook.
But the one on Facebook, I'm blonde.
Oh, okay.
And I stay that way every so often. And then I go auburn.
Yeah.
My real hair color is very dark brown.
It's black.
Almost black.
Looks black.
But I am blonde again. I feel like myself. I do. I feel good.
Your hair's short. It's not short.
It's not short.
It's still shorter. Long. Yes.
It's just short. I just took a few inches off because it was getting really long. It was annoying.
And you've been curling it. It looks very cool.
Thank you.
Very cool indeed.
By the way, this was Devine.
Hi, Devine.
Bye.
Oh, that was it?
Bye. Bye.
That was what all. Happened?
By the way, this was Devine. That was
okay.
His entire call.
Good to know. Hi, Devine.
And we got another one from Devine.
Okay.
Two things. I remember what I was going to say to Justin. Oh, this is Devine. The first thing, actually, before the first thing. Hi, Faith.
Hi, Devine.
Okay, hold on, everybody. I got to turn the volume up. Okay.
Number next.
I missed the sexy Brad message.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I think I'm going to have to go back to
Devine.
I have to go dig out the.
Please leave a message at the beep.
The episode when Peanut dialed in and recorded it.
How are you doing, Steven?
So that I Howdy. Can...
Peanut? Is that what we call Dan now?
As I go to sleep tonight, that'll help.
Yeah, that's his nickname from a long time ago.
And the second thing about Justin...
Ruth Ann gave that to him.
I want to nominate Justin as the new chipmunk.
Okay, this is Justin the Space Turtle, and I'm going to juggle while I'm...
He does sound like a chipmunk.
He does, doesn't he? He could be our mascot.
The new chipmunk?
He could be our mascot.
Justin can be our new mascot.
Yeah, we need a mascot.
We do?
We do.
Really?
I think so.
Now, this is not nearly as exciting as brewing coffee, which is what I seem to recall Jen Avila did on the marathon show. But it seemed like a good opportunity to tweak Brad, and that's really what the show's all about, right?
Right.
Either Brad gets tweaked, or Brad gets ignored, or Brad gets dissed, or Brad gets electrocuted. Anyway, I just made myself some hamburgers.
It's always something, right?
Brad gets to have the last word, not play this call. How's that? How we like them apples?
Yeah.
We buy preformed patties, frozen. Keep them in the freezer and pull them out and pop them on the George Foreman grill, which helps get rid of... at least some of the fat.
I love now, my
I haven't
George
been
Foreman
to the grocery
grill.
Store.
So how long till I flush this call?
Well, I haven't been to the grocery store in about a month now.
What are the odds?
And when, I'm when flush it. My wife went last week, away. She didn't get enough regular cheese. So instead of putting regular cheese on my burger to make a real cheeseburger, I had to use some of the shredded cheese that I normally buy.
I'm gonna go to the restroom. I'll be back in a minute.
putting on my chili. So
Faith, yell at me when he's done.
On top of my burger this time, it's reduced fat, four cheese Mexican, shredded.
Oh, the blend. Yeah, that's good.
Includes,
I get mine at Costco though.
Oh, yeah?
A giant bag.
Natural
giant bag of what?
Fat,
cheese.
Jack, sugar,
giant bag of nothing.
Queso,
Monterey Jack.
And Asadero cheese.
Oh.
And then I divide
shredded
it.
Shredded cheese.
And then I divide it into four cup servings.
I stuck that on the grill. Like,
I've seen you get to three cheese blend.
About half closed lid. Mm-hmm.
Do you actually separate the cheeses?
No.
And
oh. Yes. I said
four different.
No, not my condominium. My condominium.
I have nothing
mozzarella.
Better to do.
Well, I thought maybe it's to save money or something. Of
mustard and a dab of relish.
Steveen's talking.
Who?
Steveen.
Oh. is he still going?
Especially.
He's like the Energizer Bunny.
Stop it.
And yes, I'm older than 12, but it's just not right. Unless it's a real fine piece of chopped steak, which is
you can't put ketchup.
When I go to
you could use A1. A1's for adults. Ketchup is for under 12-year-olds.
A steakhouse.
Not
I don't
really.
I have no respect for anybody
like
who puts ketchup on
there. Oh, whatever.
So I always get chopped.
Don't listen to him.
And in a
he has lots of condiment
like
rules.
That, the burger is,
I do have lots of condiment rules because I know what they are.
So
people without, who live without condiment rules,
although I do,
are
some
living
sauce.
Dangerously.
Mm. But this is not that kind of high quality burger, so it's got some ketchup and
no
some
ketchup.
Relish and some mustard.
No ketchup. You can put ketchup in the meat
and
before you cook it.
Some mayo.
If, you know, maybe.
That's a meatloaf.
But we seem to be out of mayo.
No mayo. Mustard.
One of those times where I can
no mayo
dressing.
Butter.
So I've got a burger.
Butter.
Probably the worst possible way.
Butter. Parquet.
By Brad's taste, because not only does it have ketchup, and mustard, but you know the buns are white bread buns that were frozen.
He has broken all of my rules.
Kind of nasty hamburger is this? Dude, save your money. Go to McDonald's.
Burger.
Like nasty burger.
Had a fair amount of its fat removed. And instead of regular cheese, it's...
may I help you? Yes, this is Steveen. I'd like a nasty burger, please.
Okay, you want ketchup on that?
Yeah, I want extra ketchup, please.
So I'm going to enjoy this and think of Brad.
Thank you.
See you, Faith. Bye.
Bye. He broke all... Okay, first of all, not organic meat. Full of hormones and bad things. Second of all, his cheese is like the reduced... You know, listen...
You can't skip on cheese, people.
It's not natural.
Don't skip on cheese.
It's not natural.
Don't skimp on cheese.
It's just not natural. It's like rubber. And then... And
it's if you look at the package, it doesn't say cheese. It says cheese food. That's what they feed cheese!
Has to be real. I mean, you can get like 2%. That's fine, because it's still real cheese. But like that no-fat stuff that I ate back when I lost weight back 15 years ago...
No.
Stuff is horrible. Remember back then you were like, we are not eating this. This is terrible, gross stuff.
Yep.
Hey, Brad and Faith. I'm just sitting here enjoying my milk-flavored ice cream. And I just want to tell you that the favorite part of every podcast lately,
yes,
my favorite part has been when Brad makes comments about the microphones and then proceeds to touch them and make all kinds of noise and bump them around.
But I'm not. I mean, that's her. That's not me. I'm not the banger.
Thanks, John.
That is just my bad. I have to tell you, I have listened to a lot of podcasts.
I'm sorry, John. John's a perfectionist. John.
I know.
He just never mentions his equipment while he's broadcasting.
No. There is no equipment for him.
No.
It just magically happens.
That's right. And that he preserves the magic.
He does, but we don't.
We're more of
Because that's our thing.
We're more of a...
We're very real. We're very raw.
You know what we are? We are reality podcasting.
You don't even like reality shows.
I don't like this show either. If you listen to it lately, it's not that good. Now, actually, the last week was pretty good. We had JT Indy. We had a Skeeter show.
Oh, we weren't on it, so it was good.
And we had a
Buford
did a show.
Tell your stuff. You can't accuse me of being bad.
Pearl Orchid was last week, and JT Indy was last week.
You know, so, don't insult me. Take me down for you.
The less we're on the show, the better it is.
And I have produced a lot of podcasts. Not as many as Brad has. I mean, Brad is like the king of producing podcasts and
I
don't know if king is the right word.
Top-notch podcast out there on the internet.
I think he's being sarcastic.
Like, we go for quantity, not quality.
We have already explained this. You should know.
Yeah, you should know this. We're all about more. More is more. You know, some people say more is less is more. We're not like that.
No.
We're more is more. Because if you
want us to do 100 shows between now and Chris or New Year's, more is more.
In fact, my rule used to be 20 minutes was – I would never listen to a podcast over 20 minutes.
I know.
And because I figured the only people can only stand me for about 15. So –
Well, then you've completely broken that rule.
That's right. You want 15 minutes of me? I'm giving you 40, Betty.
You want something? We do it good. You want good? We do it better.
No, that's not true. You want good? We do more. We just take bad and multiply it. That's what we do. That's what we base the show on.
We are awesome.
Sell.
Thank you. What is this?
The baby Ruth.
$100 payday. Because he puts out such wonderful... High quality podcast.
Are you done?
The best quality is when
I thought he was done.
You're talking about the microphones and you're bumping them and moving them around. I mean, that is just. I think I'm going to start incorporating that into my podcast.
You are not. You couldn't stand it.
So many suggestions. So many.
We're going to do a show. We're going to have a spinoff show. John Wilkerson, starring John Wilkerson, spinoff from Two Blonde Squirrels called The Microphone Bumping Show.
He couldn't stand it. After
you're messing with the microphone right now.
He'd have to check himself in. He couldn't do it.
The voicemail, so much comedy. I'm now going to take back. I'm going to start moving my microphone around and bumping
around
not. My podcast.
Big liar. I bet you're not going to do that.
Double.
Because you can't stand
that.
It.
Anyway, I just wanted to thank you for that. I'm going to finish up my milk-flavored ice cream.
Thanks for publicly.
Thanks
for your public advice about how to improve my
show. That's two people who don't eat better.
You know, just a friendly note from one past podcaster to another via email saying, you know, you might want to cut back on the microphone talk. It's getting a little old. Okay, that would have been enough.
Oh, funny.
You know how I am. Something that irritates me, you listeners are going to know about it.
That's right, because we're real.
And for the last 2 weeks, it's been my microphone.
Uh-huh. It's real.
How's that coming along with getting me a new microphone, by the way?
I thought you already ordered it. I thought you already ordered it.
No, you were supposed to order it.
You were.
Oh, dog it.
Get farther along in the podcast. That's all. Bye.
So, and he's not even eating real ice cream. So yeah. I got Stavine over here.
You said it was real ice cream. You said milk flavored ice cream was the first ice cream ever.
I said vanilla flavored.
No, I said vanilla flavored.
Quit yelling.
That was hard.
Did Jeff, or did hey, Jeff Brody said don't yell.
And I'm still listening to the same podcast about Brad always being wrong, and he is, except for when he's right, which is never, so he's always wrong.
When did this become my life? I'm trying to remember back.
One day,
I didn't have any friends. And then I started to get friends, and I was very happy about that.
Yeah.
Then I realized they were only my friends because they liked me hunting and making fun of me and poking me in the eye. I'm not a friend, I'm a punching bag. I'm an electrical shock absorber.
I guess that's kind of like a paradox or something like that. A pair of paradox.
Oh, I have a paradox.
Yeah, they're hanging in the closet.
What are you talking about?
What is your paradox?
You hang dogs in a closet. No, they're at the lake. What's wrong with you?
Dockers.
Oh.
A pair of docks.
I have a pair of dockers.
Uh-huh. You've got several pair, actually.
The docks are at the lake.
Oh, yeah, but you don't have two of them.
Yeah, I have a pair of docks. The lake.
Ba-dum-bum. What do you get when you get a pair of paradoxes? What happens there? Anyway.
Then you have a parallel paradox.
A parallel paradox.
Listen to the same podcast. And, you know, Faith, I think when Ricky Martin wrote the song She Bangs,
he wasn't talking about banging stuff on the table.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, I think that's going to be. However, I think this would be. This should be the new theme song. You gotta play that one day, Brad, you know, coming in.
She bangs,
you know, because she's banging stuff on
I've done that before.
On the table and stuff. There.
I've done that.
Anyway, that's all I got to say. Bye. Mas con Dios. This is me not being sexy.
Dork.
Gotta love him.
You mean a dork. And more from John Wilkerson.
Hey, this message is for Ken in Honolulu, and I just have or in Hawaii, or I don't know, wherever.
Yeah, I think he has his own show. Why don't you call it?
Anyway, my question is...
Hawaii 5-0. Don Ho. Don Ho stars in Hawaii 5-0. Remember that back in the 70s, we were obsessed with Hawaii.
Oh, man, yeah.
Now there's like nothing in Hawaii. Yeah. We don't even have an Hawaii CSI.
Galad is in Hawaii.
There you go. That's why nobody else is.
Galad is there because they're all afraid of him.
We need a
CSI. Beat him up.
We need a CSI Hawaii.
I'd
watch that.
You don't even watch any of the other ones.
If Magda was on it, I would watch it.
Oh, if Tom Selleck's too busy trying to make sure that guns aren't outlawed.
We need a CSI Hawaii with Tom Selleck as the main guy.
Oh,
I would watch
that's good. Are you sure he's young enough to be the main guy?
Why not? He's still a viable actor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
How many times have you driven around the island? Because, you know, I mean, there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go there. What do they need professional drivers for? It's like, you know, you drive 5 minutes and you go around the island. And there's no driver in Hawaii?
Has he ever been
like
there?
Everything right next to each other in that little island? I don't know. Anyway,
it's not that big.
Well, there's more than one, and there's one the main island.
You think he drives between the islands?
No. I mean that he could be on the main island that's bigger.
Some kind of amphibious.
That would take.
Amphibious truck?
Well, that's what they have on what you call it?
What's that?
That British show.
Top Gear?
Yeah.
Yeah, he strapped a big outboard motor onto his Toyota and drove it across the English Channel.
And they drove it to France.
Yep.
They did. They made it, too.
Made it.
They didn't beat the world record, though. No. But they did pull up on the shore.
Flying Squirrel's message is here. That's it. Bye.
They sank their other one. They had a million.
Well, they had two of them.
Had a million pound. It cost them £1 million. Which is like
a motor.
It's supposed to be like $1 million. There's no way they bought an outboard motor for $1 million.
He was just jacking with you.
It sunk, though.
Huh?
That would suck.
Hey, this is John Wilkerson again.
Okay, it's a John Wilkerson show.
JesusGeek.info if you'd like to hear more John Wilkerson, or you can just listen to us.
To put in a bid for a date with Faith.
What?
Oh, this is intriguing. Go ahead.
No, not intriguing. Call over.
I already...
Does your wife know you're putting bids in for other people's wives?
Well, I shared a taco with her. Well, I didn't really share a taco. She met me at Taco Bell, and my mother was there. So that
I didn't
count.
Eat it. I didn't eat it.
And
anything.
I had dinner with you folks, but Faith was way on the other side of the table, and I was over there with Brad and Charlie and Sam. So I would like to put in my bid for a date with Faith, and my bid is... peanut butter and jelly sandwich, Fritos, and some vanilla Haagen-Dazs, 5, and let's see, what else? I guess that's about it. That's my bid. Thanks, bye.
Okay, here's my bid.
Does he know me or what?
My bid is I have a shotgun in the closet for anybody that shows up at my door
with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich
for a date with my wife.
With a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, we'll just see how that works
out. No jelly on mine.
Why don't you just go ahead and see how that works out there for you, John.
What do we got?
Okay, this is Dave from Nebraska.
Oh,
hey, somebody
who's
not John.
And I just listened to the show where Amy's apologizing to Dan from New Zealand and all this stuff. And
yes, because we are the train station. We're Central Podcast Station is what we are.
Grand Central.
He said that Dan was born.
We don't make podcasts. We make messages.
Yes.
Born and bred in New Zealand. Something just doesn't sound right about that. I get being born.
They have bred in New Zealand.
But maybe they do stuff different down there. Anyways, bye.
I don't
understand his point either. Born and bred.
Born and bred. I was born and bred in Texas.
Uh-huh. You know how you breed dogs.
Maybe that's his point.
Yeah. How are we doing on time over there, mister?
Yeah, we should wrap it up and just finish maybe the rest of them tomorrow.
Yeah. Let John be the focal point. The
focal point of today's show.
You could call it the John Show.
The John Show.
The OJG.
The OJG. We'll do one more because it was by itself out there.
Okay.
It's kind of lonely.
Hey, Brad and Faith. This is Baird from Massachusetts.
Hey.
I've been listening for about 6 months.
I don't know who this is.
This is a new guy, new caller, first-time caller.
Yay!
All first-time callers to the Two Blind Squirrel shows win a fabulous prize.
Mm-hmm. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich from John.
I'd give a call to let you know you have some Northeast listeners.
Yay!
Thank you.
I feel like I'm calling some new friends because I've really enjoyed listening to your podcast over
Excellent.
The last few months.
Excellent.
Helped brings a lot of laughs to my commute.
And we're happy to make your friendly acquaintance.
Yes, very much.
Did you say his name was Beard?
Baird.
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 And my wife and I have enjoyed adding...
wonder if they know Maggie. She lives in Connecticut.
12 seconds to our relationship. Pretty cool.
Hey, they're doing the 12 seconds.
Woohoo!
We have modified it a little bit, so I hope I'm not like...
No modifications allowed!
Well, you can modify it.
You can't do 12 seconds on the ear? That's disgusting!
No. Not if, you know, the person
likes that.
You can't
do butterfly kisses for 12 seconds? That's not the same.
No.
What's your modification?
Breaking any, like, copyright rules you have on it or anything, but...
Trademark.
But we're just doing 11 seconds of intimacy because we want to work our way up to 12. And we were joking about that. But the other thing we do is I always give Nancy the option to choose between a kiss or just a hug. And because it's, I don't know, some days she just really needs a hug and not a kiss. And some days she really wants a kiss. But we've been having fun with it. And our-
hey, what you going to do? Okay, here's the secret, okay? You walk up and you say, do you want a 12-second kiss or 12-second hug? Okay? She says hug. You hug her for 12 seconds, and then you kiss for 12 seconds. Okay?
My dad must have had this wrong, because he always said, do you want a licking or a nickel?
Yeah, that's a little
that
completely different.
That did work.
And my dad would always say, you want a wet willy or a titty twister?
Ew.
Yep.
That's, yeah, I did.
We were boys.
Yes. So. Yeah.
So mine was worse than yours.
Yeah.
At least you get a nickel.
Yeah. If he had one.
Our four daughters, they're little. They're 3, 5, 8, 9, and they just think it's a hoot. That we're, anyway, it's a lot of fun, and I really enjoy your program, and I just have had this, your number on my my iPod for a while, wanting to just call and say thanks for what you're doing. It's
well,
great.
You're welcome.
And keep it up. I'll keep listening.
How encouraging is that?
Thank
That's
you.
Encouraging.
Cool.
Yeah.
I
so,
like
okay.
that.
So new listeners.
There's more people than John.
You got to call more often. Not You don't have to call 3 times a day like John.
No.
But call. Also, be sure that you can – I just want you to understand that you can take any show that you want to and burn it to a CD. You know, there's no copyright rules on these shows. So you can take it, burn it to a CD, and give it to somebody.
Just make sure it's one that doesn't have, like, a way long amount of music on it. That's copyrighted.
No. No, we don't do that. We have permission and stuff. Right. Okay. So, yeah, you can take any show you want to, burn it to a CD, give it to a friend. You know, or whatever. And say, check this out. Look, I'm on this show. I called in and I'm on this show. That's fine. You could do that. And then it helps us. And then it gives you like cred with your friends because you're cool because you were on the Two Blonde Squirrels show. See?
Oh, really?
Well,
that's cred.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. It's
with that.
It's online cred. And with it, you can buy nothing.
Mm, great.
Also, if you would like to call in and join the show, the phone number is 206-350-6956. That okay. is a toll call, but we don't get any money off of it. It's not a pay call. It's not a free call. You know, it's like, so call during your free hours of your, after 7 or on the weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay,
much.
Let's wrap it
two
up.
TwoBlindSquirrels.com. Oh, no, I was going to tell
Baird, I think.
Baird. Yeah. I was going to tell him that he could come over to MyLifeMinistries.org and go to the forums and kind of visit with the other listeners and me. I'm there and hang out and contribute to the show and all that kind of stuff. So
cool.
Yeah.
That'd
be
good.
If you go there and tell jokes, I'll put them on the air. Or Buford will read them and he'll put them on the air.
Yeah. He'll claim them like he wrote them and everything.
Sure.
He won't give you any credit for them at all.
No. There's no credit.
No. No. He just steals them.
You get online credit.
Remember, steals and run.
I already said that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Well, vayas con Dios. We'll see you tomorrow. More calls tomorrow. I'm looking forward to a call from Deanna. She said she called and left a very long message about our touch show. About our, what was that, touch show? The touch show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit MyLifeMinistries.org.